Welcome, my friends, to another edition of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. My name is Peyman Motahedeh. I'm the founder and president of Freedom Law School and your host for this weekly broadcast. Tonight on July 23rd, 2020, I'm going to go over the topic of how can you stop your employer from withholding from your paycheck and sending your money to the IRS. Can you do that? Is that possible? And how very important to me, you can do that by following the explicit letter of the law, the language that Congress uses in the laws as upheld and interpreted by the U.S. Supreme Court to accomplish this. That is what I'm going to show you tonight. There's going to be three parts to this whole topic. One is the introduction. Second is going to be, which is overview. Second is going to be part one and then part two. So let's go now to the introduction overview. So by the way, first let's go to Freedom Law School's website at livefreenow.org. You want to go there to livefreenow.org. That is your source to discover the truth of the IRS deception and robbery. Then learn how to beat these IRS deep state thieves. By the way, if you scroll down, if you have not done that before, you want to sign up for your free freedom education package now by going down on the right hand side and fill out the information right on the right hand side and click on this orange button at the bottom. And you will get all this information, classes on the left hand side, you see lessons emailed to you free of charge. On top of the fact that you are going to get a free package mailed to you as well. No one does that anymore except for your law school, okay? And we'll be in touch with you. If the YouTube, Facebook censors us, we will be in touch with you that way, folks, okay, for the future. Now, so once you've done that, now what you want to do is you want to go under Educational Materials tab, okay, on your menu. If you're on a smartphone, you got to go down the menu to get to Educational Materials. And then you're going to get to the stop withholding and you put your mouse on stop withholding and right click and open that link in a new tab. And here is that page. And it says, how can I stop my employer from withholding and sending my money to the IRS? Well, my friends, you'll find in this page the step-by-step instructions on how to stop income tax withholding. Again, by following the law as published by Congress and upheld by the Supreme Court. So, if you get a good overview on this whole issue, the first part that you gotta do, first step, is you write Congress, exercise your First Amendment right for redress of your grievance. I've covered this in different Freedom Law School YouTube videos. That the fact that income tax is a giant scam and a fraud in the American people. You want to educate yourself on this issue further on our website. So don't believe me, anybody else or the government. Read the law as published by lawmakers and upheld by the Supreme Court and go from there. So the first step is, folks, we are right, your Congress. The First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution guarantees your right to free speech and religion, but more than that, your right to publish material like I'm doing here at Freedom Law School without being harassed by the government or try to put you in jail for that. To get together, assemble here and discuss this with other like-minded people like you and me are doing here right now. For the most paramount purpose of writing to our congressman, your U.S. House of Representative member and each of your two U.S. senators to fix government errors, mistakes, corruption, violation of the law, violation of the Constitution, violation of America's rights and property. This is your fundamental rights and duty, folks. You have a duty to do this because they work for you and me. And the legislative branch is the only branch that we get to elect directly and have a have a voice in. The judicial branch is put in there by the executive and legislature in combination, appointed by them. The executive branch is by one man, the president, with the consent of the Congress put in there. All of these people could be kicked out of office, as it should be, if they violate the Constitution and the laws and do not faithfully execute them and violate you or your rights or your property. So that's a foundation why we do this. Let me tell you, folks, the government cannot in any way, shape, or form punish you for doing this. You got it? So don't worry about, oh, I'm going to make myself a target by writing Congress about the IRS. No, that is not a problem at all. Okay? At all. You should exercise this right, like I'm doing right now by sharing this with you. And I'm going to do this myself as well, Mama. Even though I don't have a withholding issue, I'm going to write a letter just to get it started. So what you want to do in this here, you go to here. I have the instructions are right here on this page, folks, on our website, as you see. Okay? Petition Congress for the redress of your grievance. Your beef, your complaint with the government is here. Read the instructions right here. It's pretty simple, okay? And basically, you write the congressman and you wait 60 days for each of your congress members to respond to you, okay? You want to give them time to read, evaluate, and understand what you say. You can wait 30 days if you want. That's fine. Okay. 60 days may be preferred, so you're giving them plenty of time. You're not being impatient for a quick response, okay? So once you do that, then you go to your employer, okay? And by the sample letter is right on this page, you see that. Here's a sample letter, you see? And you can click here and open download the actual fill-in-the-blank letter if you just send your congressman. Here it is, the first one. This is a letter to congressman. All the stuff and all the laws here you listed here, folks, are listed at the bottom of the letter. You will print out, attach them. And also links, web links to all of these code sections are here as well. Okay? They're all there. And then once you do that, then you're ready for step two, part two. And at that time, you're going to write your employer. Okay? Now, however, you may have to do a temporary stopgap measure. I'll go over later on. What you may have to do is to temporarily fill out a W-4 form, put it exempt under duress, which I'll come back to later on in part one. And the instructions are right there how you do that temporarily. You do this if your employer absolutely requires you to fill out a W-4 form as a condition of employment, okay, or before paying you, which unfortunately it seems to be nearly universal in America, okay? So that instructions are there, and then you go, after you waited for Congress for 60 days, then you write your employer about this issue, okay? That they should, your employer should follow the law as written and as published by the Office of Law Revision Council of House Representatives, by government, by Congress of the United States, okay? And they share this information with other people, okay? That's pretty sure that I just give you a good overview of this process. Let's go over now the part one on the process of how to stop income tax withholding from your paycheck. Remember, this is actually a three-part presentation. Overview, part one, and part two. So I'm going to go over part one, step one. Okay, so here we go. Let's go to my screen. Folks, what we got to do again, refresh you guys, go to Freedom Law School's website, and when you're there, you go under Education Materials, down to Stop Income Tax Withholding page, and you click on that, and here you find the step-by-step instructions, okay? And it's pretty simple. I'll read it with you. download the PDF file you will find below, which contains Freedom Law School's recommended petition letter, complete with the highlighted exhibits. Then you fill in the titles, name and address of all of your members of Congress, the U.S. representative of your district, and the two U.S. senators for your state as found on the website of the U.S. House of Representatives and U.S. Senate. Folks, the links are right there. The House of Representatives is right there. Open up for you, man. See how you put your zip code and then you find who you're by, like 3-4-6-0-3. You put that, find by zip code who your congressman is. Here's mine, Daniel Webster. Okay. You'll get his information from the website of the congressman. All that is follow the links. And here, U.S. Senate, you'll click on that. That gets you U.S. Senate website. And all you got to do is find your senator, okay? Choose it by state, or just scroll down, find your two U.S. senators, whether you're Arizona, California, anywhere, to write them. The information is all right there, okay? So what you're going to do, fill in the date and your own name and address as well as your congressman's name. And what you do is you print three originals and mail by certified mail to all three of them, okay? The letter, the same letter, is addressed to all three of your congressmen. And you will send each copy to each of your three congressmen by certified mail. You need to. You should have the proof that you mailed them. The name of them filled out on a certified form. Don't forget that. Put your name, congressman's name, and full address legibly on a certified mail. And keep that proof. And then you can go to USPS.com, website at post office, and get proof of delivery to of your package. And print out and save that on your files down the road for proof that you did. Go to all three of your congressmen to get this question before them to help you follow the law correctly. Because that's what you're doing. You try to guide them to stop the ripoff of the American people, one, which is your right and duty, and number two, at the same time, what you're doing is instructing them to stop the IRS from misapplying the federal income tax, to stop the IRS from illegally inducing, forcing, twisting the hand of the employers to require you as an employee to force you to fill out a W-4 form, to give you permission to the employer to withhold money from your paycheck. Because, folks, if you do not fill out a W-4 form by law, the employer has no right or power to withhold anything out of your paycheck. No income tax withholding. You allow your employer voluntarily to withhold from your paycheck by filling out a W-4 form. But the employer is being twisted around by the IRS, right? Intimidation. Okay, so let's go to the process. So, folks, you basically follow the instructions on this page. I'm not going to go over this instructions, which are clearly written for you in detail. It's in big print, easy to do. You wait 60 days for your Congress members to respond to you or not, okay, before you go to your employer. And here is a sample letter, okay, that you can read the sample letter, okay, addressed to all three of your U.S. senators and representatives. All three should be addressed here, not just one, all three of them. And then you click here and to download the letter to have it be filled out for you. Here it is, okay? Addressed to all three should be here, not just one, okay? So the letter, what it does, folks, as you see, it goes over the story of the income tax withholding fraud by going through the laws clearly. It shows, for example, that the employee, you know, every employer making payment of wages shall deduct and withhold from such wages a tax. That is true. That is what the law says. Okay. And the law further says that on or before the date of commencement of employment with an employer, employee shall furnish employer with a signed withholding allowance certificate. Yes. The law does say that too. Okay. And the word employee here is also says that for the purpose of the law, the term employer means the person for whom an individual performs or performs any service of whatever nature as an employee of such person. Yes. Okay. And the law further says that the term employee means all remuneration or payments for services performed by an employee for his employer. Okay. All that gobbledygook doesn't tell you who the employee is. Are you an employee? This is the part that now tells you, clarifies this whole bloody confusing mess they write in this complex way. Here is the key part. Okay. The law says that the term employee includes an officer, employee, or elected official of the United States or state or any subdivision thereof, or the District of Columbia. Okay. And guess what, folks? I've covered this before in the other previous Freedom Hours, which you must watch. United States means Washington, D.C. The state means Washington, D.C. And that's important that you know that. So I'll have to refer you to this other video that you need to know. Okay. So to get to other videos, what you want to do is go to our website under Freedom Hour. Click on the Freedom Hour, okay, on the top. Then it takes you down. Click on YouTube here. BitChute will be pretty soon, hopefully, here too. You click on YouTube. That gets you to our YouTube channel. Once you go there, you see all of our videos are on there, and all these various topics is there. So that's where you can find all these videos about the topics. But the shortcut, the better way to go, is, in my opinion, is go to our website front page at livefreenow.org under education materials. Click on the eye-opening education, okay? And you all need to watch eye-opening education first anyway. So I'm including that presentation here. You all should watch it and know it. Yes, very important. It is part of this video by referring it to it now, okay? So here we are. Now, on this page, you go down, scroll down for a little while, and near the bottom of the page, you get these presentations, and you need to watch these. Are you a United States citizen who is required to file income tax? Okay. And who is required to file income tax? And there's a couple more on this topic, okay, right here below that. Okay. Actually, three more I did on the topic here. You should watch his videos, because when I tell you that the United States and state in this law I just showed you means only Washington, D.C. and territories of federal government, not the 50 states, you cannot take my word for it. You need to know that for yourself. Now, I've done other letters on our website coming up very soon that on this very topic also. To send your congressman, you should do those letters as well. Okay? I'm going to want on the, but do watch this for right now so you know the United States means only D.C. And I cover that in the letter as well. Okay? So here we are, folks. So here we talk about the court cases in summary about this issue that we got to read the law as it is. There's no taxing by implication. I covered the summary, what I've covered in those other videos in more detail. Cases are Meese versus Keene, 1987 Supreme Court case. Okay. And the other very important case is Gould versus Gould in 1907 U.S. Supreme Court case. The quote, important quotes are right here. Okay. However, even though I got the quotes here, you must attach the court case and the relevant part to your letter to congressman, and it's included there for you. Okay. And you'll see where it talks about the fact that the term United States, in a geographical sense, only includes D.C. Okay, that's for the United States. Definition and state is only D.C. It's right here all as well. So when they talk about this whole state, United States employees, it's federal government employees. That's who they're talking about. And in other laws, the term state can mean other than just D.C. It means the 50 states. D.C., Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, and more. Okay, here's another law that talks about the term United States means the 50 states, D.C., Puerto Rico, any possession of the United States, and other places, as you see here. Okay, so this shows the intent of Congress was to withhold income tax for only people that work for federal government and territories. It's right there in the letter. Slow down and read the letter carefully and fully and understand it, okay, before you send out the congressman, okay? So, folks, anyhow, that's the key part. So that means that who it is. And then, of course, after cover that topic, okay, then we go talk about how, there's no representation in our system of government. U.S. represent, okay, did a summary of a Princeton University study finding that the number of Americans for or against any idea has no impact on the likelihood that Congress will make it law. You got that? A Princeton University study, prestigious Princeton in Massachusetts, found that what the average American wants has no bearing on what Congress does. What does make a difference? Well, look at that. Okay. The report continues that says that the biggest moneyed interest are the profit-focused giant corporations and industries of like finance, like banks, media, energy, pharmaceutical, military contractors, agribusiness, communications, which get what they want, and the rest of us pay the price. Wow. The rest of us pay the price. All this stuff, folks, that I'm telling you, the source of them is attached and will become part of the letter to congressmen. You're just sitting a bunch of stuff from your own memory or somebody told me. No. You have the actual documents attached for your congressman to check out and verify this is true. And this is not some crazy, wacko, extremist, conspiracy theory, nonsense. It's all backed up, documented. Okay? So, you let them know about this issue, okay? Now, what's going on, that these same companies we just mentioned got $4.4 trillion in taxpayer support, earning a return of over 750 times their investment. For every dollar, they got $750 back. These moneyed special interests, okay? So, the problem is that, as a result, many members of our elected Congress do not spend much time addressing citizens' concerns. Instead, they usually pass the duty off to staff members to read citizen response and answer citizens' calls, except, of course, those of their moneyed interests. Right? Yeah. So that's all in the letters in there, and they often what they do, they send you in response merely politically correct canned response letters. That's what they're doing. So, folks, we got to give the congressmen the benefit of the doubt that they are not just there for the money and power. They actually do care about you. Okay? They do care about their constituents. Give them a chance. Let them show their sincerity or lack of it by the response to you. But we got to do our best. You have to try anyhow. Right? I implore you to do so. But we do talk about that we believe that in America, we want to restore system of, you know, taxation with representation. We do not agree with taxation without representation. That does not go for us, okay? So what we want them to do is to members of Congress to not only educate themselves, but to educate other Congress members, to hold investigative hearings together, exposing the truth about this government insider conspiracy to impoverish Americans. Because it's crooked IRS management, the U.S. Department of Injustice lawyers, that's the government lawyers, and certain corrupt federal judges, this unholy alliance of insiders with the federal government who are keeping the scam going, imposing income tax on you, the people in 50 states who are not required to file income tax. Okay? They need to put a stop to this. Bring these guys before Congress to impeach the guilty parties. Send the case to Senate to remove them from office. And that is the last thing that, as you see in this letter, you're asking to impeach and remove from office the top managers of the IRS and Department of Injustice and judges, some of them, who intentionally and knowingly rob and impoverish American workers by misapplying the income tax withholding laws and forcing them like you to fill out Form 1040 income tax form to possibly a small portion of that stolen money back. Right? And you're writing this because you're looking forward to their timely and positive and on point reply of your congressman. Okay? Folks, here's the exhibits of everything in the letter they'd be talking about. Everything is here. And you want to make sure they are included as part of this letter, okay? As evidence in support of the legal arguments of this letter, okay? It's very important you do that because let me tell you, if you don't do that, if they ever want to target you, try to put you in jail for stopping the automatic withholding and then have your fellow Americans and jurors pay more than their fair share, hold harder, work harder, because you are not paying your fair share. Because that's what the charge presents you to the jury, as a tax cheat, as a crook. That's what they want to do, the government lawyers. I got the jurors jealous on you. Well, I have withholding from my paycheck. I file income tax. Yeah, so do I. Don't all of you? Yeah, we all do. Why isn't this guy doing it? He just doesn't want to pay. And they will not let you show the jury these laws. They must be in there. Very, very important that you have those laws in there. So that the jury will get to see you rely actually on the text, on the language of the law published by Congress, and as upheld by U.S. Supreme Court and interpreted by U.S. Supreme Court. And in that case, the government will not dare to want to come after you, because you will have the jury see that you're right and acquit you, and see that these crooks and criminals in the government, they're the guilty ones, the other guys, not you. And they just paid, spent all this money to try to put you in jail. Instead, they gave you a victory and recruited a bunch of other people to your cause, to our cause of freedom. The jurors, we've been fully educated, they'll come join us. That has happened before, folks. A guy named Vern Holland, Irish tried to put him in jail in about late 80s. He was so good. Not only jury wouldn't convict him, he was 11 to 1 for not guilty. Five of those jurors, after trial, joined his organization, Freedom Education Association, because they saw Vern Holland was the good guy, not the criminal. It was a forum for Vern to educate the jurors. Okay? And the people in government, they know that's the case. They don't want to do that. That's why they don't come after me, folks. They know I'll educate the jurors on the stand. And I want to give you the same opportunity just in case it's criminals try to shut you up. You have your defense and your counterattack ready to go. Okay? That's why it's so important that you attach everything there to it. Okay? It's all there. So in the PDF file, folks, it's all there. In fact, I'll show the screen. See, click here to show the web link for all of it. Here it is. Look at that. You ought to take the time, folks. It won't take that long. Let me show you this one of them, for example, okay? These things, you know, look, oath of office. These stuff, you know, all right there. All the stuff is, the links are there, okay? However, the version, so it's all there for you to include in there. All right. So this is the conclusion of part one on how to stop income tax withholding. I'm going to start now and go over part two on how to stop the income tax withholding process. In part introduction, I gave you guys overview. If you have not seen it, prepare that, watch it. In part, what I explain, how you know I must write your congressman first. Give him 60 days to respond to you, correct you in case you're wrong. Ask him to hold congressional hearings to remove the crooks and criminals and top of the IRS management, U.S. Department of Injustice, and certain corrupt federal judges who have conspired to deliberately ignore the law as written by Congress, deliberately misapply the income tax to people in the 50 states like you, to have money stolen from your paycheck, and forcing you to file a 1040 income tax confession form to get some of that money back. This is a robbery of trillions of dollars. So that was part one. Part two, I'll show you what to do now. First, in almost all the cases, the employers insist that you fill out a W-4 form before they hire you as a condition of job getting it, or they pay you. You start a job, don't fill it out, they give you one check and fire you. We can't hire you. Or they say, you want to start? Got to fill out the form first. No W-4 form would allow us to withhold from the IRS? No job. Because the IRS has pressured employers to do this. Same thing with the coronavirus hoax. When I was in California a few days ago, the government of California is forcing businesses to force their customers to put on a mask. They're pressuring them. That's how they're doing it. Through government corruption, to corporation, to the force their customers. Okay? We got to fight back, folks. It is corruption. So, the first part I'm going to show you what we're going to do right now is, here we go. We're going to show you, again, we're going to go to education materials on our website at livefreenow.org, how to stop income tax withholding. And on that page, you go down to step two. Okay, step two is a temporary measure to stop withholding now, okay? And I'm going to go over this slowly. If your employer absolutely requires you to fill out a W-4 form as a condition of employment or before paying you, as nearly all employers in the 50 states seem to require, you may, in order for you not to go without work or money for food, rent, electricity, and other basic living expenses, provide your employer with this amended W-4 exempt form, okay, which has three key things. These three key things are very important in this W-4 exam form. Do not fill out W-4 exam by itself. Blank. You must do these three steps to do the legally correct thing and the safe thing for yourself. For the crooks in the government, not to come after you, try to put you in jail. For tax evasion, because you stopped the automatic withholding. It's very important to do this. Okay? What this W-4 exam form that I've done here for you includes is a statement that the form is signed under duress, which means involuntarily, by force. Since you are being forced to fill it out to get paid, to get a job, or get paid. Right? They got this going on, this scam throughout America. All big corporations, medium-sized, small, except very few small, tiny corporate companies require this in America, sadly. Okay? So you got to let them know about that. Two, provide an explanation about who the explicit language of federal tax laws say is an employee subject to income tax withholding, and that you are not such an employee. It's there, extremely short and small, but it's there. Step three, an attachment with copies of the specific tax law sections listed on your W-4 form and a U.S. Supreme Court decision for the employer to see for themselves to see that your W-4 form is legally correct. Okay, got it? All those things are there, filed correctly. Remember this, folks, that this is a temporary measure only. As soon as possible, you should send to each of your three Congress members, your one U.S. representative, and your two U.S. senators, the reader's agreement letter provided in step one above, which I covered earlier, in part one, to educate your congressman on the federal income tax withholding scam robbery that the IRS principal officers have imposed on the unsuspecting productive workers of the 50 states of the union through fear. What is fear, folks? False evidence appearing real. That's what they're using. False evidence appearing real. And to have them stop this immense robbery of the American people, right? Or correct you if they can show laws of Congress or cases of U.S. Supreme Court cases you may have missed. Okay? So the next step is, based on the response of the Congress members to your petition, or more often lack of response, you should send the letter below in step three to your employer, educating your employer on the law and firmly asking them to follow the law as written by Congress and to stop stealing your money and giving it to the lying and thieving officers of the IRS. Okay? Got that? Now I'm going to go over that W-4 exempt quickly because that's very important that you do it correctly, my friends, okay? Okay. Below that is the W-4 exempt form. Click on that. Here's a W-4 exempt form. Click on that. Okay, and now you see the actual W-4 form that Field Moss was modified, okay, to be correct. You fill out only the highlighted areas here. You see the yellow stuff, highlight areas? In step one, your name, address, and Satan, surveillance number, misnamed social security number, right? Then you go below. You don't have to do anything else. Nothing else. At step four of the form, on the bottom right, we added the word exempt on there for you. Yes. Yes, I did. IRS, I did it, my friends, at the IRS. And I'm not doing a conspiracy to rip off the IRS. I'm not trying to evade anybody for stealing IRS for jurors and then about to pay more than fair share, Mr. IRS spy, watching this video right now. used to expose government corruption, the head of the IRS, the Department of Injustice lawyers that want to put people in jail illegally, and double crooked judges who conspire with government lawyers and put people in jail. So if you want to come after me, let's go. We're going to put all my presentations on this topic. And all these court cases, everything will be before the jury because they're all relevant. They're not repetitious. They're not, oh, same thing over and over. No, they are on point. The complete picture needs to be shown to the jury. So you want to come after me for a client conspiracy, government? Do it. You want to charge me with helping people evade taxes, IRS? Do it. But all the stuff, all everything attached to these letters and these forms must be shown to the jury, and my full presentation about this topic and the other presentations I've referred to here are all part of the process, which I'm imploring everybody should watch, folks. Folks, these guys are crooks. You got to be prepared. You got to make sure you lay the foundation in case they want to go after you to a jury, you're prepared. And I just did that. This whole thing is done with that thought in mind. One advance of the chess game you might find yourself in. Okay? So, the form says on to do exempt, write exempt on this space, which we've done that. Here it is. Exempt on the right side is there for you. However, thanks to the new IRS form, you have room here to add your note. And I've written here for you. Please see my note at the bottom of this page and attach paperwork. Yes. So, step five here, right? What you're going to do is sign here, no problem. And date, no problem. And at the bottom, here's an important legal notice to the employer. This is critical. I had to put this in as big as a printer that I could fit, but it fit it all in there properly for you. Very important legal notice. What do you say in there? You say, I am filling out this form under duress because you insist I must do so to get paid. You are not authorized by law to demand I furnish a withholding allowance certificate per 26 U.S.C. section 3402 F2, which is the applicable section of the law, nor to withhold a tax on my pay per 26 U.S.C. section 3402 A1, the applicable law, because I am not an employee as defined by 26 U.S.C. 3401 C section, which is the applicable section of the law. Therefore, your remuneration or payment to me is not wages per 26 U.S.C. 3401A, the applicable law again. Internal Revenue Code statutes, that's federal tax laws, Bold and the U.S. Supreme Court decision, Gould versus Gould, are included with this form as primary legal documentation of this note, folks. This is your legal support. This is your legal basis of what you're doing. It's a shortened version of the letter to congressman, as short as we could make it to attach to your W-4 form, okay? Now, let's go down below. You see, folks, the general instructions on this form is right here. Here where they tell you to exempt withholding. That's how we're doing it properly, okay? And here, oh, look at that. Laws that we refer to, 3402. This is printed, folks, from the U.S. House of Representatives lawyers website, Council of the House Representative. Here is 3402A1, okay? The law that we refer to above. You scroll down. Here's 2A part of that law is attached. Here it is, 3401A about wages employee, right? And then we go down, and now this is and they go down to C, the term employee is defined here. Someone who is someone works for the federal government, basically, is part of the federal government. You see that? We referred to it before. And here is the U.S. Supreme Court of Gould versus Gould, 1917, right? Which in relevant part, which I'm going to highlight here for you, says that in the understanding or interpretation of statutes or laws, levying or imposing taxes, it is the established rule, well known, not to extend the provisions of tax laws, right? Not to extend tax laws by implying, by application, beyond the clear import of the language of the law that is used, or to enlarge the operation of the tax laws, their operations, so as to embrace or include matters, people, or objects for taxation, which are not specifically pointed out, right? Bam! It's there, folks. And in case of doubt about this issue, the tax laws are construed or interpreted most strongly against the government's power to tax that person or thing and in favor of citizen not being taxed. Bam! It's there, folks, right there. If everything is in your favor, the laws are right there in your favor, folks. It's right there, folks. All this stuff is there, you know, for you. Why? Because you got documentation there in case they want to come and target you. They see, this guy got the poison pill. We, the government lawyers, don't want to take him to jury. The poison pill? He's got the laws attached by U.S. Congress. It's part of his W-4 form. He lists them in there, mentions them. So see attached, and attach the photocopy of the law. Oh my gosh, we can't let the jury see that because that might confuse the jury. That the judge tells them, well, everybody got to follow up pay income tax, just like you all ladies and gentlemen jury do. But the judge is lying. He's a crooked judge. He's lying. The law says otherwise. And jury will get to see the judge and the government lawyer are both lying. They're the crooks, just as you're saying in your letter. Folks, I was my middle school chess champion in Iran. And then I learned you gotta predict your enemy's attack plan as many moves in advance as you can. Predict their possible options and your possible response back. I've thought it through many, many, many times. I've got it ready for you in a plate to hand over to you, my friends. Because you have to free America of this robbery system. Okay? Now we cover that. We're going to go to the last part, step 3, which is letter to your employer after Congress members had an opportunity to review your letter. Okay? So, folks, here, it's a short explanation of this issue here, okay? I'm going to go over it for you quickly, okay? And, folks, as you know, unfortunately, the average American has little power over public servants in our government. That's a sad reality. Not only do our members of Congress, you have a little control over these guys, they make no time to read and understand and respond to our letters. And they are most likely too busy to raising campaign advertising funds for their next re-election campaign, right? To notice what people's letters are, they don't pay attention. So, based upon experience, folks, we know sadly that very likely your members of Congress will either, well, there's only a few possibilities, have the staff send you a canned, pre-warded letter thanking you for your correspondence and for expressing your concerns. Oh, yeah. Thanking you for writing me. However, they will not indicate that they're going to do anything about your concerns or that they even understood your concerns or that they even read your petition for redress of grievance. Well, this is the most common method that Congress members will use, based upon our past experience, will use to ignore you and the points you make in your letter without appearing to have ignored you outright. You know, this may look like they gave you some kind of a response, but they didn't. They just ignored everything you said, basically. Well, the second thing they may do, as you'll see, is they'll send you an IRS publication. Folks, IRS publications are not law, okay? And I have a link to that court case here, okay, that says that they're not law. Here is this case of CWT Farms, Inc. and CWT International Petitioners Appellants versus Commissioner of Internal Revenue, 11th Circuit case, 1985, that says, folks, that yes, that IRS publications are not law. So why are these guys lawmakers sending this nonsense? But they do, sadly. They evade their responsibilities, or they refer to the IRS in some other way. This is the other common method of ignoring you and the points you make in your letter. Third thing they might do, Congressman, is ignore your letter altogether. Right? Now, here's the thing. Four, this has never happened. I don't believe it will happen at all. I don't believe it will happen, but I have to be open to the possibility. I'm open to being corrected, and you should be as well. If any of your Congress members show you how you got the wrong copy of the law, which is extremely unlikely, why? Because they got it from their own website. Okay, you got this law from a U.S. House of Representatives lawyer's own website. How could it be wrong? But maybe I did some glitches wrong, right? Please contact Field Law School right away and correct me. Okay, just in case. I got to be open to it, right? And I'm open. If none of your Congress members refute the law you have provided as published by the U.S. House of Representatives lawyer's website, then you are ready to write to your employer, okay? And what you do now here, folks, is you will, okay, here we go. You will send any responses from your Congress members to Field Law School through our Contact Us page, okay? So on this Contact Us page of Field Law School, folks, is right there. You'll see that, okay? At the bottom of our website is our Contact Us page, okay? And here you can email it to us and choose the file, attach it right there. Okay, attach response to Congressman. And the Contact Us is at the bottom of every page of Freedom Law School's website. Contact us, okay? That's what you do. We want to know, folks, okay? Why? So that we can post them here for all to see. Yes, I plan to post these responses on our website, folks. I will. As soon as I can, I plan to put these posted responses for you to see what happens in our First Amendment Petitions to Congress campaign. Now, Freedom Law School will do our best to follow up letters, to provide follow-up letters to the most common responses received from Congress members, okay? I'll do my best, folks. Don't insist on it right away. It takes time. It takes time to write good letters and proofread them and prove them to be perfect. But I will write response letters as soon as I can, okay? And you'll see it pretty soon on our website, these response back to their common letters, okay? Then, as I said before, you should allow 60 days to pass after you have mailed out your letter to congressmen members by certified mail, okay? Then mail or deliver the following letter to your employer along with a copy of the petition letter to the Congress as an attachment, okay? Basically, what you're telling your employer is that your employer, you ask them to, what they should do is follow the law as written and as published by the Office of the Law Revision Council of the U.S. House of Representatives. Okay? So, but unfortunately, due to the blinding fear your employer may have of the IRS retaliation, they might not stop withholding federal income taxes from your paycheck right away. Okay? The bigger the employer you work for, the more likely they're going to ignore you. The smaller the employer, and the more likely they might listen to you. The more important you are at the company, higher position, the more likely they may look at what you say carefully. The lower level you're on the totem pole, the less likely they're going to pay attention to you, folks. That's just the way it is, unfortunately, okay? Not my fault. That's just the way it is, okay? So, in case they don't do what you tell them to do to follow the law, you should follow up with the employer to make sure that your letter was sent through the proper channels to the higher-ups, from payroll manager, perhaps, to human resource director, if there is one, and then to legal department, accountant, owner, etc. Folks, they should go to a legal department if they have one, to the tax lawyer. Tax lawyer, not any lawyer, ideally, okay? And on to the owner, who then will have to go to his own lawyer, legal department, to review all this, okay? Now, you may do this process by placing one or more telephone calls, emails, meetings in person, or even by writing a simple follow-up letter or two, okay? If none of that works, then you may want to do this. Send the written response of your employer to Freedom Law School so that we can post it here for all to see. Confidential information about who you are removed, of course. Freedom Law School will do our best to post sample letters that follow up with the most common responses received from employers after they receive the above letter that you send your congressman. Okay? Folks, I promise you I'll do my best to put the responses. You know how much time it took? I have a researcher working on this stuff with me for, gosh, how many months? You know, more than a few months to get these letters to be perfected. Perfected. For you to just plug it in. It takes time. So I'll do my best to provide all this at no charge to all of you, okay? However, there's more. For those of you who want to make sure it gets done right and all the follow-ups are done for you, okay, our Royal and Simple Freedom Package members have unlimited consultation and should send us all their income tax-related correspondence for review, discussion, and response. Okay, and if you're interested in that, folks, here is the course package webpage. You're wondering what these packages are, I'm going to quickly just mention them to you right here. Here it is, Freedom Packages. Here's the Royal Freedom Package, the Simple Freedom Package. You can click on here about Royal Freedom Package, for example. Everything is done for you at no extra charge, including the letters to Congressman about withholding. Okay? So, if you want all this stuff done for you, you don't have to. You can do it yourself if you want. It's there for you for free. But some of you say, Paymon, I'd rather pay someone to get it done right. And quite frankly, I love what you do. And you know, I know we need financial support to do all this. And I want to be part of the solution, be part of this, contribute to this cause. So guess what? I'm going to become a member to not only support myself, keep my property that's mine, but also work with you and other like-minded people around America like myself, who believe in freedom. I know we got to work together. I know, because we can be a lone wolf out there and say, well, I did it for free. I don't need Freedom Law School. Why pay him anything? He wants money. No, I want to keep my money. It's mine. I can do that. But I'd rather be part of the solution and support us. I'm going to look at these freedom packages and maybe join them so we can keep this thing going and get rid of the income tax in this whole country properly, by using the law, by relying on the laws published by Congress, folks. And let me tell you something else. I'm a strong believer of our Second Amendment guaranteed right to keep and bear arms. If we need to, we have the right to have another bloody, violent revolution like the founding fathers, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Patrick Henry, Benjamin Franklin, all these guys did, to get rid of the corrupt King of England. They did. We could do the same thing, get rid of this current form of government and have another government that represents the American people's interest. Redone. We have that right. However, just like the founding fathers, a very strong believer of the First Amendment rights of speech, the truth, print, publish the truth, like I'm doing here for you, assemble, gather with other people like you were doing about the truth, so we can write the government to correct itself, write our legislatures to get rid of all this corruption and clean up this mess. I wish we should do that first before we use the Second Amendment. That is why the founding fathers of America put the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution first and then Second Amendment. They said, exercise your First Amendment rights like we're doing here to avoid having to use the Second Amendment guns, a bloody, violent revolution to get our government back. So I implore you, my friends, to share this presentation with your friends, co-workers, family members, anybody you know. Get it out there. Become a subscriber to our YouTube channel. Okay, let me show you on our website, folks, okay? You go to Freedom Officer website on the front page, okay? If you go to Freedom Hour, okay, there you go to our YouTube channel. Click on YouTube right there. Yeah, the link is right there. You do that. And you see on the right, okay, subscribe on our YouTube channel. A lot of great information there for free is there for you folks. Okay, educate yourself for free. And another good news is, folks, you're not alone. For those of you who want support, you want peace of mind, you say, Payman, I'm happy to pay you. I'm happy to support you. Yes. And I want to get peace of mind. Help me. Guess what? We have all these courses and free packages. Okay. Go under course packages and double click on that. And here's a page from the top of the line Royal Free Package and below that Simple Free Package, all the way down to the very basic level one course right here with a money back guarantee, 90-day money back guarantee. On this course, every step that you go up is a little bit more. And on all these packages and free packages, folks, you put a little bit of money down and meet payment plan, folks. Payment plans are available and everything. The money is not the issue. If I can help you keep your money legally but follow the law, is it too much to suggest that maybe you want to give some of that to Freedom Law School to help you just save all your money and protect you in case the crooks want to come after you down the road, the thieves, to protect you? Is that fair? If you want to do that, these are available for you, folks, to help you live free. And remember, the more of us join hands together, the more powerful we'll be. We have the power, true power. They got lies, right, deception. They take our money to get more power, to buy people, to work for them, to enslave you further. You have no constitutional, legal, moral, or conscientious duty to pay income tax to your enemies who are trying to further enslave you. None. Don't let them control with fear, false evidence appearing real. We have the truth on our side. Love of truth is where we come from. Let your love of truth be your guide. And with that love of truth, my friends, go spread this message, information wide on your Facebook page. You can post any Freedom Law School video anywhere on your YouTube channel. Go for it. Anywhere on the internet. Put it out there. Talk to anybody. We'll send you Freedom Catalogs at Freedom Law School at no charge. These beautiful call catalogs at no charge. As many as you want, call us. 813-444-4800. We'll mail you as many of these as you want to get them out to people you know out that you come across. Get the truth out there, folks. Wake up our fellow Americans who don't know they're being ripped off and enslaved. So, folks, with that, I want to thank you for taking your precious time to listen to me. And any questions, call us, at 813-444-4800, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays, or call any Thursday night at the Freedom Hours, 7 p.m. Eastern, which at the end I answer questions like I'm going to do for everybody else in just a moment. Thank you for listening and watching. Okay, folks, now I'm going to go to the question and answer session about the presentation I did on how you can stop your employer from withholding from your paycheck and sending your money to the IRS. How you can do that legally by following the law correctly. So if you watch those videos first, and you should watch them first before you watch the question and answer session, I'm going to now answer your questions about this topic. So we have callers from area code 513 and then 909 area code. So let's go to those questions, people with questions. Call from area code 513. Tell me how you heard about Freedom Law School. Tell me if you have a free Freedom Education package. And then your question, please. Are you there? Call off America 513. Okay, I don't hear you, my friend. So call back. Something went wrong with your call. Let's go to the caller from area code 909. Caller from area code 909. What is your first name, my friend?
Hey, Paymon, can you hear me? This is Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you doing?
Do you have a free Freedom Education package, Mike?
No, you know, not yet. I'm doing some more research. I found you on YouTube and just went down the education tunnel, and I've been interested ever since. Started doing further investigating and research last week, so I'm looking forward to the next step.
So you checked us out just a week ago. How long ago did you find out about Freedom Law School, Mike?
I would say it's probably been about a week, maybe a week and a half.
Okay, very good. 7 to 10 days ago. You're a newbie, my friend. Great, great. I'm curious, how many of our videos have you seen so far?
I've watched about, I would say, a few of your videos. I believe one of the videos, if I can recall, I believe, I'm not sure the gentleman's name, but you were doing a YouTube, obviously a YouTube video, just chatting with him about tax questions, and that really put me in that interest level. And then I found your channel, and then I did some more research, and then I spoke to Darlene. So it's been a good experience.
Very good, Mike. And how may I assist you, my friend, tonight?
Well, so my situation came on is right now I reside in the state of Colorado. Prior to this, I used to live in the state of Oregon. Right now, for the state of Oregon, I have some back taxes debt from 2016 to 18. Oregon has me on a payment plan, and I was wondering by chance, what type of rights do I have, being that I'm in the state of Colorado? Do I need to pay that payment plan, or how would I go about doing that? What are the negative repercussions for not paying anymore on that payment plan?
Okay. Benny, could you get the paper about him on my table, please? I got your notes from your conversation with Darlene about your situation. I remember I reviewed it, but my assistant is going to make those notes to me so I can answer your question on your situation.
Sure.
First of all, you know that each state in America is a separate sovereign state. America is not a country. America's 50 countries in a union. Oregon is a country, so is Colorado. Just like France, Germany, and Italy are all countries within the European Union. The federal government has limited specific powers. Okay? So the same thing here. So yes, I went over the notes that Darlene made of you for you to go over here at the call. And bottom line is this, my friend. You could stop paying the state of Oregon altogether already, because state of Oregon has no power jurisdiction in any other state in the world except Oregon. However, exception is if your bank is a big bank like Chase or Bank of America, who has branches in Colorado and Oregon, oh, because the banker or the third party that you deal with, they are within Oregon as well, they can put the gun to their head and say, hey, give us the money of Mike in Colorado, even though you're not there because they got jurisdictional power over the bank. So do not bank with any of those big banks. Have no money coming from Oregon. They cannot touch you.
I see. No, that's definite good feedback. That's exactly what Darlene stated was. So right now I do banking with Chase Bank, which of course is, as you know, is in Oregon. So
boycott the big banks. If you go to bank a small local bank. Why you feed or support enemy? I don't use Amazon as much as I can avoid them. I don't go to Google. I use DuckDuckGo.com as a search engine. Okay, I don't use Google Chrome. I use Brave or some other good browsers out there. Just try to minimize doing business with the enemy, Bank of America, Chase, Wells Fargo, and Citi, the big four banks. Avoid them if you can. Go ahead, Mike. What else?
Now, my second question to that part is there any negative repercussions, Paymon, to stopping this payment plan and not paying them? Are they able to say, do anything with my driver's license or put a stop on anything, if I'm making sense?
Nope.
Okay.
The answer is no. You're a different country. Your taxes in Oregon, whatever, it's got to affect your driver's license in other, in France, in Italy, or Florida, or Colorado.
I see. Makes sense. No, that's definite good feedback. I took some notes on that. I appreciate that. That's some awesome information. Well, I appreciate it. Well, thank you.
That's all the questions you got?
That is. Yes. Thank you, Paymon. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure, my friend. Thank you for asking. Keep watching. Hopefully you get some more other interesting questions answered for you, Mike. Let's go to a call from area code 513. Call back again. Are you there? Call from area code 513 this time.
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes. What is your first name? Yes.
Hi, my name
What's your
Kyle.
Name? Kyle with a
my
K?
My name's Kyle. Kyle with
a K. Okay. Very good. And Kyle, do you have our free Freedom Education package? You don't have our free Freedom Education package, Kyle? Hello, are you there, Kyle? I lost you again. Kyle, are you there? Okay, I lost Kyle again, guys. So let's go to our next caller that we have waiting for us from area code 970. Kyle, something wrong with your call, my friend, your phone line. So try to call back again with a better line. Don't use cell phones. Use your home numbers. Don't use internet lines. They don't work good, folks, okay? Regular landlines are best. Cell phones cut out. Internet phones cut out. Use regular landlines, okay? All right, call for Rico 970. What is your first name, my friend?
You have our free
and turn your, put yourself off a speakerphone because we are an echo. Call for Rico 970. Get yourself off the speakerphone, please, so there'd be no echo. What's your first name, my friend? Okay, call from America 970. It's not there. Distracted with whatever else you've got going on. You're there. Okay, very good. What's your first name, my friend?
Jim.
Jim, do you have our free Freedom Education package yet?
No, I don't. I didn't get it.
Okay, all right. Well, let me show you. But this is important. You guys don't understand the importance of this, folks. Here's what's going on. You want to go on our front page, and right as you see on my screen, okay, here is front page, okay, and sign up for your free Freedom Education package to be mailed to you. It costs us $5 to create and mail one to you because it's important for you to have one. I don't want to spend that $5. But it's important that you have it, okay? And to get started, you have to, on the right side, fill out the information on the right side below. And when you fill out the information here, then you click on, yes, I want free freedom education. You're going to email back. You're going to email back. Hey, yes, you want to get emails from Freedom Law School? You should respond back. Yes, confirm, because we don't want to spam you. Okay, we can't be spammers, right? We got no
right.
document that you okayed us emailing you, okay? And then you're going to get on the left-hand side, all these lessons and more will be sent to you at no charge on a regular basis, okay? And folks, remember this, folks, on the internet, there's a huge amount of censorship by Facebook and Twitter going on. Huge amount. Any day, folks, they're going to cut us off. You will not find us out there, okay? So here we can be in touch with you directly in case those internet giants censor us and you cannot, you know, that way you'll be in touch with us. Okay, so be sure to do that, all of you. Okay, so yes, my friend, what is your question, Jim? With Jim or Kyle? Who am I with? Sorry, I got confused. Jim, yes, sir.
That's
go
Jim.
Ahead.
Well, I haven't filed for 27 years and, I was an engineer, and then, you know, when you haven't done it that long, you haven't filed it for that long, then you have to seek some other way of income because you can't go back to – I'm talking about if you didn't have any knowledge, you can't go back to filing, you know, W-4s and that kind of thing. So what I did is I just set up my own business. Now, I retired 9 years ago. I found out the shock of socialist insecurity is it's an existence. It's not the life of the royalty. You know what I mean? There's just enough money to get by and not have vacations. So here's my question. If I go back into the engineering field, you know, I'm going to be dealing with some big employers, like defense contractors and stuff like that. I'm wondering if you go this path and you present the information like you just presented in the last 45 minutes to the employer, and they let you, they don't hire you, or they, you know, say for instance you go to work and 3 days later they have to let you go because hey they want the money. What do you do?
What do you mean they want the money?
Well, they want to extort money from your paycheck.
No, they want you to
fill out W-4. Or they don't hire you.
Well, that I just went through the process for you, my friend. Did you watch it?
Okay.
I just showed you part two of this presentation on. You can fill out a W-4 form exempt under duress,
right?
And with all the, you cite, list the laws at the bottom of your W-4 form. You have a copy of them attached. Meanwhile, you write your congressman. And then when the congressman do not say you're wrong, then you go back to your employer and say, hey, I'm right. And I double check with my employer too. Did you get to hear that on this presentation? Did you miss that?
No, I didn't. Well, what if your employer ignores that, all this?
Well, like I said, you got to go up the chain. You know, you just got to do your best.
Okay. Because I'm not...
Go up the chain.
I'm not the most...
Like I said, go up the chain as high as you can. You know, your follow-up is not... but let me tell you something. But that's one of the reasons I, you know, you may want to become a, you know, a Royal Freedom Package member. Because for those guys... Now, if you want to get somebody to help you, okay, take my time, I'll do that. But you got to compensate for your law school for helping with the higher levels up, because that takes time to go through the bureaucracy of your corporation. I understand that. There's no exact silver bullet answer I give you. Here it is. You got to deal with them as these human, afraid humans respond to you. Okay?
Well, okay, but... My situation is, you know, I'm pretty much at zero on expenses versus, you know, living on Social Security. So that's one reason I want to get out of this. It's like living in a trench. and so I don't have $8,000 floating around in my pocket, so
that's okay. Do I'm do the
wondering,
free.
It's kind of a catch 22. You know, if I had the money, boom, I'd go into it like that. But I don't have the money, but I need a job to get the money. So once I get the job, then I'd have the money. You know,
get the job. Get the job first. Use the stuff first. Use it before exam for free. I give you our website. You write a letter to your congressman for free on our website. Then go by your employer for free on our website. Then go up to ask who is the payroll manager, who is the controller, who is the human resource director, who is the legal counsel, who is the tax counsel. I mean, you just gotta go up the. You can do that yourself. To your company bureaucracy, right? Do that for free. Do it yourself.
So if they don't comply with you, then do you have to sue them or what to get a position or to get?
Wait. You're not getting it. They will hire you when you give them the W-4 form.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what they want.
Okay.
You give them a W-4 form, okay, except you put on their exempt. So let me show you on my screen. Okay, I think you missed something. Okay, if you go here to the stop tax withholding page, okay, when you have the sample letter temporarily, here we go, the form. It's a W-4 form, right? Here we go. You see on my screen is W-4 employee withholding certificate, W-4. You see this? Right?
Well,
when you
I'm looking at you, I'm looking at you on my TV, so I don't see that.
Okay, well, watch this video later on then. You have to do that on your...
Sure, okay.
Okay. So you give them a W-4 form, they'll hire you. That's why I put this here for you. There's a form right there. They will hire you with this W-4 form. You will get the job.
Now, okay, let me ask you what you put in for a tracking number on that form. Can you put all zeros?
Oh, state and surveillance number? You have to have your state and surveillance number.
Social Security number.
Yes.
What do you put in the Social Security number blank? What do you? Oh, I see the form on the screen now.
Yeah.
Do you put your Social Security number? Do you put all zeros or what?
If you try that, they probably will not hire you. Now you're making a problem, which I'm not prepared to help you with that right now. You're making too many problems.
Okay.
I wish you didn't have that number. They didn't require it, all that. But now, if you do that, it's going to be much harder to get the job. You want to get the job, get it right away, whatever way you can. Okay, then go fix it later on. Okay?
So you're saying when you do this?
I didn't tax all at the same time. It's just too much. Okay?
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you, Payman.
You're welcome, Jim. My pleasure. Let's go one more time. What's that?
Freedom package.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Jim. Let's go to Kyle one more time. Erica 513. Are you there with a better connection, Kyle?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Much better this time.
Good.
Yes,
yeah, I think there's a problem with my headphones. So I heard about you through the Facebook group, the Tax Honesty group, and I've watched a few of your videos. I have not ordered the package yet, but I plan to after I get off the phone tonight. But I was interested especially tonight in actually in one of the comments on one of the posts. You invited me tonight because I'm right in the middle of the situation of trying to get a W-4 stopped from my employer. So my situation is I work for a fairly large city in one of the 50 states of the union. I'm in a kind of a workers union. It's kind of civil service, so I'm not going to be fired or anything, so I'm not worried about that. So I took a pretty direct approach, and I sent them a letter saying, hey, I want to, you know, the W-4 is a voluntary withholding agreement. I don't volunteer anymore now that I know it's about. Cited a couple things. It was like one page long. They ignored it. So I sent a 6-page letter citing all the laws and things like that about how Congress has not made me or my activity taxable. So, you know, once again, I would like you to send me my W-4 back and stop the income withholding and paying taxes. So that one got a response from the head of HR who said the city does not agree. So I responded back saying, okay, well, why don't you just send me the person's name who decided that on the city's behalf, and then your lawful authority for saying you don't agree. And then, you know, if I can rebut it, I will. If not, I'll go along with it, which I knew they wouldn't be able to. So he didn't respond to that. And when I pressed harder and followed up, he said, you're going to have to get a private attorney to explain it to you. And that's all he would say. He said it was not him making that decision because he's not a law guy, but I would have to get an attorney. So obviously I'm not going to do that because I know where I stand with this law and stuff. So my thing is, you know, I was thinking about, you know, okay, I guess I could take this and file an injunction. And your presentation tonight about the W-4 exempt was the most detail I've seen about that. And with the altered wording and the extra paperwork, it seems like that's a good temporary solution. Now, if you do that for, on a temporary basis until, you know, the law authorities from the letters back or the lack of letters back from the Congress people and all that stuff, on a temporary basis, say I file an exempt W-4 with them, does that mean that's still going to generate a W-2, right? And I'm still going to have to file a 1040 on that just with altered numbers because they won't be withholding anymore. Is that correct?
No. You have to, why would you have to file? I have another letter to send the congressman. That would be posted very soon on our website on how to write your congressman that the whole income tax is being misapplied to the American people in the 50 states of the union, and to stop the scam, to have hold congressional hearings, to, you know, get rid of all these top management of IRS and Department of Injustice and judges who are deliberately ignoring the law and misapplying the law. So that's coming up very soon on our website also, my friend. But right now, you just stop the withholding of your first step right now.
Okay. So, but, you know, that's obviously going to take time. You know, I have 9 years left till I can retire. So, you know, I don't know if it'll take longer than that or shorter than that, but you said on your presentation that a W-4 exempt is obviously kind of a Band-Aid for now. Where I'm pretty sure you would say where we eventually want to get is our employers following the law. If we are an entity and an activity that's not taxable, to completely wipe out the W-4 and W-2, and then we just get the earnings that we work for. Now,
how
do we get to that point?
I'm working on that right now.
Okay.
And I'll put it on our website as soon as possible. Okay?
Okay. And now I have
Yes?
So, a related question is, along with that full-time job, I do a lot of different side work and contract work with people that typically go that, hey, you got to fill out this W-9. Some do, some don't. And so, you know, recently I've started, you know, on new to me people that I would work for, they would, you know, come time to cut the check and they say, oh, just fill this W-9 out. And I explain to them, since I've studied that law too, that no, that doesn't apply to me. I'm not doing it. And then now people are saying that, yeah, then you don't come back. You can't work for us anymore. So if I have 1099s coming in from work that I've already done this year before I knew about all this, you know, obviously I'm going to have to file another 1040 probably to deal with that, unless you have another, maybe that's a topic for another day, but that's kind of in the mix of my situation too.
I got that also coming up in one of the letters I'll be putting on our website. And you know what?
Okay,
that's one
great.
Of the reasons, Kyle, you know, I created a Royal Feeling package is because someone like you, you're not like Jim, who's broke on Social Security, you know, can't afford any help. I'm trying to put help someone like him, you know, because he has no other choice but to do it. But you can afford to get Freedom Law School on your side to handle all that stuff. Because this stuff takes follow-up. It's not just, you know, it's an art. It's not a science, I say. Just do this and this, and that's it. You're dealing with human being, human psychology, their fears. They want to get a lawyer written up, you know, stuff like that. So I know how to do these custom make them as they go on. And the letters that you write may be good. Like, and I believe you really use the J.A. Champions letters, which are okay.
Yeah.
But I have them, but they're not that great as they should be. They're not as detailed as these. They don't have the stopgap measure and all letters to Congress, but stuff they should have. There's a lot we're missing in those things, okay? So that's where you want to get that unlimited consultation, unlimited handling of your withholding issue, situation you got, so it's done correctly and properly for your detail. So if you want to help us out, my friend, I can help you out tremendously with this whole situation and everything. W-9 issue, 1099 issue, not file paying income tax, and a withholding, all of that will be taken care of for you. But that's your option to consider as you go on, because these bureaucracies are not always so easy to deal with. You have to navigate through them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. Okay. Well, thanks for taking my call and taking your time to talk to me.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Kyle. Okay, so yeah, I'm gonna put as much of these things just on our website as I can. It takes time to research this stuff, put them on our website for free. You know, like Dave Champion charges for this package, he treats that. I'm gonna put it out for free. Look, here's what I'm gonna do with folks. The way I do Freedom Law School is this. I'm gonna put as much as I can free for you guys to get it as well as you can do, you know, as on your own. But it's either that or I gotta get in there, both feet in, get inside your situation, step by step, help you along to get through bureaucracy of your company, your city, whoever you work with, to get it all handled. There's no halfway in between, okay? You can't do it because you know what comes up. If you want to get the free stuff on your own and it works for you, great. But as you go through resistance through these payroll people and human resource, and you got to ask them, well, who is the guy in writing to you? For example, Kyle, what I would do, I would write that person who you talk to. Don't call them. Don't write them. Make a record by certified mail. Hey, I want to know who is above you. I want to talk to that person. Who's your legal counsel? I want to know who your legal counsel is. In fact, in particular, I want to know who your tax counsel is. Because this is above you. Mm-hmm. Great. That's fine. No problem. I respect that. Put me through up to him. And that's what you need to do. Mm-hmm. Go to ideally to that tax lawyer who reads tax law. Look for the Internal Revenue Code right here. Okay, this is the whole Internal Revenue Code. Pray to read the law. That's what it says. You're right. And then you can meet with him if necessary down the road. Not some peon who doesn't know nothing about nothing.
Right.
So that's what I do right now. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Sounds good.
Very good. All right. Let's see. We have no more questions on Blog Talk Radio to ask. And let's see, somebody says, I'm waiting for my refund, hopefully by Christmas. Well, Mr. Powell here, our goal is for you to not to have to do a refund at all in the first place. Okay? You have to hopefully by following the law, there'll be no need for you to file income tax by following the law as written by Congress and as understood, interpreted by the U.S. Supreme Court. So with that, folks, I want to thank you all for listening to the Freedom Hour tonight. Check out the other videos of Freedom Law School, presentations of Freedom Hour. Tell your friends about it, folks. Remember, tell your friends. Give them a chance on your Facebook page. Put it on a YouTube channel. Okay? Get out there. Let's have some fun, folks. Let's have fun to have peace, prosperity, joy, and love. Love people by giving us a chance to be free. I'll be back with you next Thursday night with another edition of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. Good night.